Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for January 4th, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Romans 12:2 from the CEV, the NRSV, and the Message. Don't be like the people of this world, but let God change the way you think. Then you will know how to do everything that is good and pleasing to Him. Romans 12:2, CEV. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2, NRSV. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops a well-formed maturity in you. Romans 12:2, The Message. The ways in which we perceive our experience form how we interact. The way we think about what's happening around us, to others, is the way we frame and understand the world. When Paul invites the Romans to be transformed by the renewing of their minds, or to let God change the way they thought, he is getting at the heart of how they would interface their lives. Paul's advice comes as the second half of his direction to the Romans in chapter 12, as the first half encourages people to give their lives as sacrifices to God. Changing how we think is part and parcel to giving our lives to God. Perhaps it is even the key. Allowing God to change how we think, how we hold our lives and the lives around us, is a key way of giving our lives wholly to God. It is tempting to think of the transformation of our minds as a discipline of right belief, a move towards orthodox thinking. While a well-ordered theological system can be useful to right relationship with God, the context of Romans 12 isn't about belief, but about action. Transforming our minds isn't so much about having the right answers as it is about attentiveness to God. As the Message puts it, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. There are undoubtedly ways of thinking that hinder us from fixing our attention on God. We easily become so well adjusted to our culture that we fit into it, from our busyness to our entitlement to the core values that subconsciously direct our action. The ways in which we frame and understand the realities we live in often reflect our own or our culture's thinking, not God's. It's easy to do the wrong thing for what we perceive as the right reasons. Consider Jesus' story of the Good Samaritan from Luke 10:25 through 37, and the priest and Levite who pass by the assaulted traveler. It's not clear why they avoid the man in need, other than the implication that it would take time, energy, and money to be present to his needs. We often have heard this story with the inference that these religious leaders had more important God stuff to be doing, and so went about their business rather than acting in compassion and true godliness. Their minds were confused. They had let their uncentered thinking convince them that their religious or civic duties, or perhaps their standing in the culture, were more important than the core commandment to, quote, love your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. We need God to change our thinking. We too are often uncentered and easily confused into ways of thinking that are not aligned with God's intention. We are pulled into the moment and blinded by our own desire or misaligned perception of what needs to happen in a situation, or perhaps we are aloof and not present to what is really happening. We are susceptible to act and think in the ways our pervading culture has trained us to, rather than in centeredness and directed by God's transformation of our lives and minds. The invitation is clear. We can know and do what is pleasing to God. But to allow this to happen, we need to let God change our minds, to collaborate with God to be transformed. As our minds are transformed, then our lives and the world around us can be transformed too. Some questions for today. Are you attentive to God changing how you think? What do you believe you are entitled to, or what is so important in your life that God can't change how you think about it? Are you intentionally fixing your attention on God?